Hi, this is Susie Larson. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. You know, shows like this are made possible because of your continued support of Faith Radio. To learn more, please check out our website at myfaithradio.com. For tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is actually hour two of Live the Promise. Glad to have you along today. And if you just tuned in, you missed my first hour discussion with Andrew Farley. We talked about grace, about relaxing with God. And he really unpacked what it is to rest in the finished work of Christ and how so often in our sincerity, we try to add to what Jesus has already done. And what it does is it makes us tired. It makes us frustrated because you can't add to what Jesus has already done. So if you need a fresh understanding of grace, catch the podcast. It'll be up on our website in a little bit, myfaithradio.com. Now we're switching gears, talking to my buddy Michael Smalley. And you know, Greg Smalley comes on the show every other Wednesday about, and Greg himself would say, and he said this to me a few times, that his brother Michael is much funnier than Greg is. Greg has said that. He's like, my brother's way funnier than I am. And you will see, because Michael's pretty funny. We're going to talk about marriage and prioritizing marriage. But I want you to know, Michael and a team are coming to the Twin Cities. Now, I know we've got listeners from all over the Upper Midwest, and even some in Florida, so glad to have you along. But we've got some tickets for a marriage conference coming up on February 6th and 7th. We're going to give them away, so I'll be listening this hour as we give those away. Two tickets for the Saturday and two tickets for Friday. I'll explain more. But here's the number, 877-933-2484. If you're able to go to this conference, it's at Emmanuel Christian Center. Call in and tell us what you want to get out of the marriage conference with Michael Smalley, and we'll see what Michael has to say. Let me tell you about Michael. He's a nationally renowned marriage builder and marriage consultant. His books include The DNA of Relationships, More Than a Match, Don't Date Naked. Wow. And his latest book, The Surprising Way to a Stronger Marriage. Michael and his wife, Amy, run the Smalley Institute, working hand in hand with couples through the Reignite program. I'm stuck on that title. I did not know you wrote a book under that. Teaching valuable skills to maintain their marriages. They live near Houston, Texas, have three kids, Cole, Reagan, and David. Michael, welcome to the show.
Well, Susie, I don't know why you're stuck on that title. I think it's phenomenal advice. Don't date naked. You're just not going to get in trouble with that.
No, I mean, it's really clear, too. I mean, I'm not wondering what you're getting at with that. So how's that
book
sold?
Well, it's about putting on the full armor of God, though.
Oh, of course it is.
See
you just, that shock value. Oh, my goodness,
yeah. Hey, well, when you write a book for teenagers, you got to get their attention, and frankly, the word naked gets it.
Absolutely. Well, we love to start out talking scripture, Michael, and you chose Isaiah 41:10. I love this. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Talk about that passage, if you would.
Well, I think everybody needs to hear this, because unfortunately, there's this little problem we all struggle with called sin, and that this world is not as it was supposed to be. And so what I love about Isaiah 41:10, it's almost overwhelming when you read scripture, and especially if you focus in on the words of Jesus Christ himself, the amount of times that God says, do not worry, do not be afraid, is inspiring, because in essence, what he's telling us, you don't have to worry, because in Isaiah 41:10, he explains, because I've got your back. And so God isn't stressed out about your hurting marriage and your husband who works too much, or the wife who's overly critical, or the child who's completely lost his mind and is rebelling and doing, you know, everything possible other than, you know, getting a felony. God says and promises that you don't have to stress out about those things because of me, because I will protect you. I will guide you. I will give you strength. It's none of that stuff to survive trials comes from me. None of it. It all comes from what God gives me to survive those, and not just survive, but overcome and thrive through those things. And, you know, that verse came this summer, actually, in July, when I had found out something something else from one of my my oldest son, who's just struggling. He's a wonderful young man. He's 18 now, and radically changed his heart, which has been such a blessing. But in July, it was like, oh my, you know, I don't know if I should kill him or just, you know, let him live on his own. And so I got hit with this real stressor that I was laying in bed in the hotel room. He was laying in the bed next to me. I start to cry because I'm so stressed out over the situation. And then the Lord, and it's so crazy how God speaks to you, and it's almost embarrassing for me to even say this out loud, but I promise you the Holy Spirit literally said, I want you to, because it was about 12:30 in the morning, 1 in the morning when I was freaking out, melting down over my son. And the Lord spoke to me and just said, I want you to open your Bible app. And I thought, really? My Bible app? What is that going to do again for me? Because he's used that so many times, and I kid you not, I open up that app. The verse of the day was Isaiah 41:10.
Wow.
So as I sat there crying, melting down, stressing out, stomach sick, the Lord reminded me in such a powerful, precious way that, hey, don't do what you're doing, and here's why. And when you take the time, and I would encourage your listeners, take the time to read that whole section, that whole chapter right there, all of Isaiah 41, because in Isaiah 41:1-9, oh my gosh, it's like the Lord bows up and is like, this is who I am. Like, I'm the bomb. And so when he gets to 10 finally, it's like, look how great I am. So then he hits verse 10 and tells us, so don't worry about it. I've got you.
I love that. I love how you unpacked it, Michael, even. And I'm thinking of that person listening today. Maybe you've got a child who's got your gut in knots, or maybe you're just despairing over your marriage. I want you to hear the verse Michael chose again from Isaiah 41. Listen to this. And this is for you. So apply this to your situation. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And, Michael, that's why we do this, because you just spoke to somebody I know, and you handed them a lifeline by just handing them that verse and unpacking it. So I really appreciate that. Well, you know, we know a little bit about how you grew up, and I guess that a lot of the stories we get from Greg's perspective, I'm thinking you might have a slightly different perspective.
Maybe.
Yeah. But tell us what it was like for you growing up, just in your faith journey, your perspective on family. What was that like for you?
It was miserable, Susie. Nightmare because I had an older brother that was similar to like a demon or something. No, actually, all kidding aside, if you've read any of my father's books, if you've read any of my books or my brother's books, we are not shy about being very honest about our own flaws. So I hope sometimes it really used to irritate me when, especially as a kid, because, you know, my dad's like world famous and everywhere we go, he's signing autographs. And I mean, literally, it was crazy for about a 15-year period. And people just always assumed that things were perfect, even though my dad was so authentic, right? I mean, he never pretended to be perfect, ever. But then people think because you write books and you sell a lot of books and you're on TV talking about it, and, you know, I'm a marriage and family therapist and I'm a pastor, and people, And no matter what I say to discourage them from believing that I'm perfect, because I'm far away from that, they still kind of have that image. And so I won't say it was perfect. I will say, because of my experiences, like in our Reignite program, which is our marriage intensive for couples in crisis, I hear stories that are just horrific of people growing up, right? So, like, I have context.
Yeah.
So when I look at many of the stories out there, I know that I 100% grew up in a very blessed household. And the best thing my dad did, in my opinion, is he was always quick to seek forgiveness when he messed up. That's the thing that stands out most, is my father's humility and his lack of pride, but really his desire to repair hurt, because we're all hurting. He hurt my feelings. He was, you know, one of his favorite stories he would share a lot is he really was overly critical with himself. I really was a good kid. I'm just easygoing. I really don't get worked up. I don't have strong opinions. I just kind of, you know, I'm ADHD, so I'm all over the map. I just want to have fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to break out in that song, but I'll spare everyone listening from my singing abilities. So I was an easy kid, but yet, you know, and I was an athlete, and And it felt like no matter how good I did in football or basketball or track or tennis or golf, all these sports that I excelled at, you know, he'd have something to nitpick at. And my sister finally shared a really powerful word picture with him. And this is what I love about my dad is the moment he got it, right, and I was, I think, 16 years old, and Carrie shares this word picture with him, my older sister, he immediately, I think he even woke me up in the middle of the night, on his knees, begging forgiveness for his critical spirit towards me. Mm. And then his behavior changed. You know, it wasn't perfect overnight, but I can tell you overnight, it changed.
Wow.
It continually got better. And so growing up in my dad's household was not perfect yet. And this is really honestly one of my key messages to couples now. So we have so many couples come to our Reignite program who, you know, they come in and it's a private thing, and we're in 8 cities right now. I think the closest one to you is probably Indianapolis or Nashville, so not super close to some of the markets you're in, but they're always on their last straw, right? They're like, you're our only hope, Obi-Wan. And what I get to share with them is it's not the mistakes that are hurting your marriage, it's your inability to repair them.
Wow.
So let's teach you how to repair the mistakes. And I hope that you're listening to this right now, because if you're fearful of making mistakes, you've already lost the battle. That is not the problem. You are going to make mistake after mistake after mistake. The key is, do I learn from my mistakes and do I repair them?
What I love about
those two things, I'm fine.
I love this, Michael, because first of all, I've always loved the authenticity of your whole family, that you are all so real. And then how you just said, you know, the context you've received from seeing those who've walked through horrific things. But the reality is your dad did repair the mistakes that actually did happen. And look what's happening in your family and how God is using you all. It's absolutely amazing. I want to pause here. We need to take a break in just a moment, but I want to highlight, even wherever you're listening from, it's worth coming to the Twin Cities for this marriage conference. I mean, we've had a couple of guests on who say, spend money on your marriage. Well, this is hardly any money, let me tell you. It's a marriage conference with Michael Smalling and other folks that he'll unpack in just a moment. But there's two options for you. There's a date night comedy night, which is Friday night. That's $40 per couple. We're giving one set of tickets. So one couple can go to date night comedy night. You'll laugh your little head off. And then there's Saturday from 9 to 1, and that's only $20 a couple. We have two. We can send two couples on Saturday, compliments of Emmanuel Christian Center. So it's February 6th and 7th. It's totally worth coming to town for, right? You can get in a hotel, enjoy some time, laugh, try to attend both things, but we are giving away a few tickets. So you have to be able to go, okay? Here's the number, 877-933-2484. We've got Jeff calling in from Egan. Jeff, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, wow. I didn't know they were putting me on the air, but I just had a praise. I've been kind of in the middle of a divorce process for the last, close to a year, I guess. And we literally, all we had left was to sign the papers, and it was a done deal. And I just got a text from my wife today saying she was calling her lawyer and was canceling the divorce. And praise the Lord. I know about a month and a half ago I put in a prayer request to My Faith Radio and Prayer Works. Mm-hmm. And I had all these people praying, and God just really, really answered my prayer, and we have a lot of work that we still need to do in our marriage, but God is good. And
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, so I heard you talking about marriage, so I just had to call in, and it'd be great to go to the conference. I don't know if I'm a winner or not, but already a winner. So
you are. Can you go? It's Friday night is the comedy night. Saturday is the conference. It's 9 to 1, February 7th. Do you think you can go?
Well, I think we have to go.
You have to go.
I do.
Yeah.
Can I say something to you, Jeff?
This is God working something out here. Yes.
Let me encourage you. I don't want people listening to think, what are you talking about, comedy night? How's that? Honestly, one of the greatest things you can do, especially within the story you're sharing and the testimony that you're sharing over the air, is when a couple gets out and can just goof off, that does a tremendous amount for the overall relationship. And you know, I don't really, when I get to talk about it, I actually say I'm an inspirational comedian. Mm-hmm. And the reason I've come up with that phrase is it's really, it's comedy with a point. And so everything that happens is directing the couples towards a very important marriage principle that they can apply. But what I love is they don't usually know that they're learning anything until the very end. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, that makes sense. But, you know, we laughed and we enjoyed our time. And that's what's so fun about those comedy date nights.
So, Jeff, I got to do this. My hubby will, I'm sure he'll be fine with this. But I want you to plan on going to the Friday and the Saturday. I'll work it out with Emmanuel to cover the Friday
Done.
Night. And
it's covered. It'll be good.
And you know what else I want to do, Jeff, though, is I want to put you and your wife up in a hotel near Emmanuel so you guys can have a Friday, Saturday away.
Oh, wow.
So we're,
thank you.
Yes. So Grace will have your information. Go ahead.
Yeah, the comedy, everything sounds great. The comedy night sounds great. I mean, things have been so serious for a long time that it'd be really great to laugh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Jeff, you have to introduce yourself to Michael at the conference, okay?
Okay.
I would love that.
And he has ADD, so he'll forget you the minute you walk
away.
I
will never remember this conversation.
No, that's
not
true.
I will still be excited.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you, Jeff. I'm going to be praying for you in the days to come. We'll work out the details.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless you, sir.
God bless you, and I love your show. Keep it up.
Oh, I'm so glad. Karen, I see you. We're going to get your phone call on the other side. You're going to be the next one to get tickets if you can hang on and chat with us. Or just the break is just 1 minute. Talking to our friend Michael Smalley. Look, at God makes all things new. Jeff's wife canceled the plans to divorce, and they're going away for the weekend. Don't you love it? 877-933-2484. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm dancing in the studio right now. First of all, I love that song, but I am so thrilled, Michael, with that call from Jeff. I mean, this listener who was on the verge of divorce, his wife was ready to sign the papers, and he wrote in, I think probably on the prayer works, and asked for prayer for his marriage. She texted him, said, I'm calling it off, and he won the tickets to the conference this weekend. Aren't you just stunned? Isn't that amazing?
God is so good. That's what's awesome is God is good all the time.
All the time.
He really is. And you know, Susie, he even said something very important that everybody has to hear, is he said, we still have a lot of work ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to encourage you is that's true, but here's what we've learned in nearly 20 years of ministry, and we have the Reignite Marriage Intensive. Do you realize that people in that very scenario can come for 2 days and learn everything they need to? So it oftentimes when a couple is stressed out, and they feel overwhelmed, they then project that overwhelmedness onto the recovery part. But what we've experienced is our Reignite program is over 85% successful in couples not only not divorcing, but increasing significantly their marital satisfaction. That happens over 2 days, 48 hours, one-on-one with a coach. And the blessing is there's really not that much you need to learn. You just need to learn it and be with someone that can then help you apply it to your specific relationship. And so I hope Jeff is still listening because, bro, it's not a long hill, man. The two of you should come. I'll even scholarship you for the Reignite program for sure. And you can get everything you need in just 2 days.
Wow. Okay. And Karen is calling in from Lino Lakes, and I think she's the next winner of the set of tickets for the conference. Karen, welcome. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I was dancing, too. I'm actually in St. Cloud picking up my grandson for a Yaya adventure. But I've been married for over 42 years to the same cute guy, so we could use some renewal. But last year, we decided to start investing in our kids' marriages, and so I would like to give the tickets to one of my kids.
Hmm.
And if they can't make it, we sure can.
That sounds perfect. You want to say anything, Michael, to Karen?
Well, Karen, there is no greater gift that you could give one of your kids than a night out, laughing, having fun together. But then, again, it's the difference between a miserable couple and a very happy couple is knowledge and skills.
Mm.
That's it. It's not some magical formula. It's not compatibility. It's, do we know how to love each other well? And that's what they're going to learn at this date night comedy slash conference the next day.
Okay. Karen, you got the tickets. I hope you can go. Otherwise, give them to your kids. So here's the deal. Emmanuel Christian Center is hosting this date night comedy tour. So Friday night is date night, fun night. That's $40 a couple. And then Saturday, it's only $20 a couple from 9 to 1. You're going to laugh, but you're going to get some skills, as Michael was saying. Emmanuel has offered two couples to go on Saturday and one couple to go Friday. So we're sending Jeff both Friday, Saturday. And so Karen just got that second set. What I'm going to do without asking my husband, but he's sort of used to this with me, is I'm going to personally send a couple more couples. So we've got Jenny calling in from Richfield. Jenny, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
God is so beautiful. My husband and I have been struggling for many years, intimacy issues, and I have God in my life so deep and so much, and I pray for him. He believes, but he doesn't know where to go with his faith. But last night, he admitted having depression and wanted to get help. And I just love him so much. And I know that he loves me. And I know God wants to be together.
Yeah.
And hearing you, I just love your show. And I just, when I get off of work, and first thing I turn on. And, yeah.
Oh, Jenny, God bless you. And I love you pledging your love for him in spite of this obvious struggle. And boy, that he's even knowing and admitting that he is depressed. Michael, do you have anything you want to say to Jenny? Jenny, by the way, you're going to get tickets. I'm going to cover those for you, and we'll make sure you guys get there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. What do you say, Michael?
And all I would encourage is, Jenny, the best thing we can do when we're really hurting, really struggling, especially in a marriage, is that when you come Friday and Saturday, if you come with an attitude of what am I going to learn to be able to love my husband better, regardless of what he does, how he responds, if he ever changes, what am I going to do? This is why Jesus said, turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. The reason is that when we behave that way and take personal responsibility, we change people. So we don't ever change people by going, what are you going to do differently? We change people by, this is what I'm going to do differently and how I'm going to love you well, irregardless, or even more powerfully, when you're not loving me well, here's how I'm going to love you well. And so come to the night and the comedy show, but then the conference the next day with that attitude of, what, Lord, do you need me to pay attention to so that I can love better?
Jenny, thanks so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear girl. All right. 877-933-2484. Deb, we just have about 20 seconds to take your call. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I've been listening to you to this hour when it started, and just really inspired, but just hoping to be able to attend the weekend. My husband and I have been going through a real stressful time, and he's gone through treatment for cancer, and after treatment had gotten hooked on all of the pain medications, and it's taken its toll.
Oh, Deb, you have to stop. I'm so sorry. We have to take a hard break. Don't go away if you can. And Paul, I see that you came back, so we're going to figure out a way to get you guys there too. What I'm covering is Saturday. If you guys can go to Friday, I hope you'll do that, but we'll get you the information. Don't go away. We're with Michael Smalley in just a moment. Press on. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And I got to tell you, today's show is sort of taking a turn I didn't expect, but I actually just love it when God does that. Michael and Smalley and I prayed before the show, Lord, lead us. We came really prepped with some marriage content. We were going to highlight the conference, but it's really turned into be the central theme. And I think it's touching a nerve and meeting a need. And so we're excited. So Emmanuel Christian Center, where it's hosted February 6th and 7th, has offered some tickets. Well, there's more people that need tickets than what we have offered. So my sweet husband, he doesn't know this yet unless he's listening, but we're going to step up and buy, send three couples, all right? And so Deb and Paul, who've been waiting patiently, are the second and third couple who get to go. And Deb, I want to take a minute more with you before we get to Paul. Hang in there with me, Paul. Deb is calling from Maple Grove, and you said before the break, Deb, you guys have been walking through a hard time. I wanted Michael to have just a chance to dialogue with you for a moment.
Yeah, well, what specifically has, like, is there something specific you'd be open to sharing or?
Well, my husband, he was diagnosed with esophageal cancer and went through a terrible, you know, time with the treatment, the treatment, the surgery, the recovery. He was a man of about 150 pounds and now weighs about 115 pounds. Mm. 3 years later, and it's taken its toll on him physically, mentally, spiritually. It's taken a toll on both of us, just in how we relate to each other and what, you know, how we solve problems, because it's just gone to another level with abuse of,
You said a very key thing there that I want to highlight and encourage you with is, one, you should expect that when you're going through some sort of major crisis, and you guys are obviously going through a health crisis, but, you know, for other someone else, it might be a crisis with their child, or it might be the loss, the death in a family. Anytime we go through crisis, it immediately makes everything more difficult in the marriage, right? Because to really behave well in a marriage, we need those resources to take responsibility and to forgive and to be patient and kind and merciful and forgive. A lot of those resources get sucked out of us when we're in crisis. So we shouldn't be in a crisis and then be shocked that we're also now struggling in our relationship. But the most important thing you said is we need help, or we're having difficulty resolving conflict. That's what I want to highlight. Because what happens, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, it's not the sickness. It's not that rebellious child. It's not the crisis that's the problem, because we all are going to go through those from time to time. It's how do we resolve them? And my favorite thing on earth is teaching couples our communication method called Love Talk. And if I can get your contact details, I can send you some stuff that we have for free on our website at smalleyinstitute.com. What you need when you're in crisis, especially, is a very rigid set of rules on how to have a conversation that will lead you to resolve whatever the conflict is. And we call it Love Talk, which stands for listen, own, validate, and express. But the most important rule when it comes to resolving conflict is structure. And so oftentimes what happens, especially, again, when you're wiped out emotionally and physically, is that both people try to be the customer, basically, at the same time, right? So it would be almost identical to if you were going to a Chick-fil-A. Could you imagine, as a customer in your car, driving up to that drive-through window and saying, hey, you know, welcome, it's a great day at Chick-fil-A, how may I serve you? Could you imagine the chaos if you said, you know, I'd really like a breakfast burrito, and then the employee comes back to you and says, well, guess what? I want the spicy chicken biscuit, right? I mean, there'd be no movement, because you can't have two customers at the same time. Somebody has to be the employee. Somebody has to be the customer. And when you learn that structure and apply that to the issues that crop up in a marriage, whoa, it makes, I'm telling you, genuinely, honestly, that in the Reignite program, the reason we can do this in 2 days is because of Love Talk. I have couples, many of the couples you come are in the throngs of the pain of an affair, of infidelity. And we will literally resolve issues like that in minutes when you use the Love Talk method.
Okay, I'm going to pause
really
there.
It's incredible, and it's so helpful.
And Deb, you get tickets for Saturday. So just to be clear, Jenny and Deb and Paul, I'm able to purchase tickets for you for that Saturday. If you want to go on Friday night, you got to get those tickets. There's more information on the website, emmanuelcc.org. Paul's been waiting very patiently and wants to chime in. Paul, first of all, thank you. And second of all, congratulations. You get tickets for Saturday. Thanks for calling today.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
First of all, I admitted when I called, I caught the show from the middle, getting off work, and I'm looking to get married. I'm actually not married, so maybe I should give those up to someone else.
Okay. Good for you. Do you have a question for Michael today?
No, I was just interested in the comments, and I'm familiar with some of the other books, and that's why I called.
Wow.
So I'll probably just, listen to the program, and maybe I'll go on my own.
Okay. Well, if you can get a date, get to the date night comedy night, because I think you might enjoy that. Paul, you're so patient for holding. Thanks for calling today.
Yep. Thank you.
So, Michael, so you're talking about these marriage intensives. That's different than what you're coming to Emmanuel to do, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Very different.
Make the distinction for us.
Yeah, well, what we have at the Small Institute is a program for couples called the Reignite Marriage Intensive. That is a private one-on-one program for couples that are in crisis or just hurting. You're stuck. You're nervous. You could be on the brink of divorce, kind of like Jeff was. I've literally had couples on the way to sign their divorce papers call our offices and say, maybe we should try this before we divorce. And they end up turning their relationship around in 2 days. And so that is a very private one-on-one experience. We're in 8 cities right now across the United States. So places like Indianapolis and Nashville and Houston and Dallas and Las Vegas. We set up right next to that wedding chapel in Vegas. I'm kidding. We didn't do that.
But it would have been smart. No comment.
Yeah, but in Denver, so we're across the United States, but that's a private one-on-one for hurting couples. What we're doing for the date night, that is an enrichment event. And I want to say this out loud, Susie, because this really irritates me. The stigmatism around marriage events is so annoying. People always assume that, I don't want to go to that because that's where the weird people go, or that's where the messed up couples go. And we don't need help. First, yes, you do. And if you think you don't need help, you really, really need help. But second, this is literally Friday night. Is the thing I am most excited about, because the reason I've started doing these comedy date nights, and I'm partnering up with Tim Papadic of the Date Night Tour, and the reason these are so important to me is because finally I have an event that doesn't have a stigma attached to it. Couples hear comedy, and they say, comedy? Well, let's see if this guy's funny, or let's go, or that might actually be a really good date night. And then they come and they get out of the home and they do something fun for the relationship, and then they learn a little bit. But you don't even realize that until like literally the very end, because it's a straight up comedy routine. It's really me. I'm sort of the thing I do and love the most is storytelling. And so depending on what kind of mood I'm in Friday night, sometimes I actually do it impromptu. So I will come up there and give the audience 5 words that each word represents a real story in my life and in my marriage. And then the audience picks what they want to hear about. And then we're off to the races. So it's genuinely a fun evening where you laugh a lot and then you learn a little bit. But that thing you learn is really important. And then the next day, and this is my favorite way to do it, the next day for the couples who choose to come on Saturday, that's when they start learning love talk. And that's when they get exposed to these conflict resolution techniques. That is not rocket science, trust me. Because if it was rocket science, I literally couldn't teach it. My mind, like my father has always said, and I'm the same way. ADHD people were very simple. We are not complicated people. I do not have a lot of fancy, sophisticated thoughts going on in my head. It's a pretty simplified life for me. And so, therefore, all my teaching is also very simple, because if I don't understand it, then I'm not going to teach it.
Well, you know, one thing your brother Greg always has said, and I've heard you say it as well, that it is about knowledge and skill, that you can come together with passion, you can have mutual attraction, but none of those things sustain a long-standing marriage. And none of these things, passion and attraction, as great as they are, aren't skills that help you navigate and have a healthy relationship and navigate the storms in life. And so it's really just learning certain things that you can apply, and it helps you navigate the storms, doesn't it?
Oh, hey, Susie. Try to guess how long passion and romance will hold a marriage together.
6 weeks?
Like how long? Do you think?
I don't know. What would you
Take
say?
Take a guess. Come on.
Oh, 2 years.
Try 18 hours.
Really?
I'm telling you, my wife and I have the romance story of a lifetime. Our love story, I literally have an entire comedy routine based on just our first two books we wrote are based off of our love story. It was incredible. It was cloud nine, and then literally 18, and all we had, trust me, all we had was passion and romance and attraction. That was it, because we had only dated 4 months by the time we got married. We didn't know each other, and then it literally took 18 hours in our marriage before we were at each other's throats, and it got so bad that we eventually left our honeymoon early.
What'd you do? No, I'm just kidding.
That's how powerful romance and attraction is. Boy,
it's
that's
true.
Helpful.
I'm so sorry.
It's meaningless.
Yeah, you're so right. I want to pause here because I just got a note from the Emmanuel Christian Center people. They're willing to offer another couple to go to the Friday night. That's the one that's $40 for a couple. They're offering another set of tickets for a couple. And then since Paul didn't take our offer for the Saturday night, we've got that. So we've got one set of tickets for a couple to go Friday, Saturday. And then we had another anonymous caller who just called in and wants to sponsor two couples to go to both Friday and Saturday.
No.
Yes. So we've got.
This is getting so exciting.
Yes.
I want some tickets.
You can't have them.
Oh,
right. So three sets of tickets. So if you can come, I would love to have you come into town. I hear you've got Fridays and Saturday covered, so you could get a hotel. If you live in town, make it invest some time in your marriage. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, give us a call. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can email me if that's easier, Susie@myfaithradio.com. So the next three people we hear from will get those tickets for both Friday, Saturday. 877-933. There comes the phone lines. 2484. Boy, Grace, God bless her. She's got about five or six calls that are coming in. We're taking a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. No? He can't take a break. He's having a fit. Okay. Well, we're getting some calls processed while we wait for these calls to come in. Let's talk about this, because I know you've talked about this before, and so has Greg, about the lies that we carry with us, Michael, and how deeply they impact our relationship. So you could have a spouse who does have the best of intentions in the world, but if you, on the other hand, are carrying around rejection or inadequacy or a sense that you don't want to be controlled, talk about how those lies embedded in your soul will deeply impact your marriage, even if you have the most healthy spouse and the most sincere spouse.
Well, and in the Reignite Marriage Intensive, we call those buttons. And Susie, those things are so vital to understand. They are at the heart of all conflict. And so the reason couples divorce, we know. It's not a mystery anymore. And by the way, it ain't in-laws, finances, affairs. That is not why people divorce. People divorce because these buttons get pushed, because they feel rejected, they feel controlled, they feel disconnected. And I know you're listening right now going, I feel all of those things simultaneously right now. Here's the key. And what we call it is the conflict dance. So what happens then is, as you're feeling controlled, you will react to feeling controlled. Well, if you react in one of four negative ways that lead to divorce, and by the way, we have an assessment at SmalleyInstitute.com that is only eight questions, but yet it predicts divorce 93% accurately.
Wow.
Eight questions. And those eight questions, there are two questions per risk factor of divorce. So there's only four reasons couples divorce. If you react in one or all of those four negative ways, we call them germs, then the bad thing is that gets you spiraling out of control in this conflict dance. Because if you're feeling rejected, and then many husbands, like, let's go typical. If a husband's feeling controlled or like a failure, many husbands will choose to withdraw. Okay, that's one of those key negative ways, one of the germs that you cannot do. It leads to divorce. Well, when you withdraw, that now pushes your mate's button. So now she's feeling rejected, unimportant, disconnected. And then brilliantly, oftentimes in most relationships, she will then react by one of those four negative ways. And many wives will choose to escalate, which is another one of those germs that infect relationships that cause them to end in divorce. So now she escalates, and now you see the pattern.
Yeah.
Because now she's escalated. Now, do you think the husband feels like less of a failure when his wife is yelling at him?
Hmm.
No, he feels more of a failure. And then brilliantly, what he chooses to do now that he feels even more like a failure is he chooses to withdraw even more. So now he's spending more time at the office, more time away from the home, more time to not be near his wife because she makes him feel like a failure. And you see how that conflict dance spirals out of control, and the average couple can only last about 5 years
doing
if
the
they
dance.
Don't learn how to interrupt that dance.
Wow. And right here, that's something that could be interrupted and redirected. We only have a minute here before we take a break. So Cindy, Jackie, and John, all three of you get these tickets. But I want to just hear and have you say hi to Michael, and then we have to get through these calls quick before we take the break. But Cindy's calling in from Minneapolis. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you. Hello,
yay.
Michael and Susie.
How are
this
you?
This has been awesome. I'm good, thank you. I just thought it was so fascinating what you said about when you're in a crisis that it just affects everything else and everything else becomes accentuated and mm-hmm. worsened. And that's just, you know, like a light bulb going off in my head. We're having a lot of financial things right now. And I just, I'm so thankful to get these tickets. So thank you so much.
You're going to have a blast. Michael, do you want to say a quick
amen.
Word to Cindy? That amen is good enough. All right. God bless you, hon. We'll get you those tickets and we'll get you the information. I'm thinking for everybody calling in, we'll get your information and your tickets will be at will call. But one way or the other, we'll communicate that with you. Jackie is calling in from Plato. Jackie, where's Plato?
Plato is on 212 between Glencoe and Norwood.
In Minnesota?
It's just west of Chaska.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You win the tickets as well.
Oh, thank you.
Glad you can make it. Michael, do you want to say anything to Jackie?
Thank you.
I just want to make sure, Jackie, if you're coming, you're going to have to take the time to say hello.
I will.
Okay.
My husband and I met on September 6th, and we were married on September 23rd, and we've been married 47 years.
Wow. You should jump up when Michael's speaking and do some interjecting and teaching. He would not mind that.
I would love it.
Bless you, Jackie. John is calling in from Hudson, Iowa. John, welcome.
Thank you. I just want to thank you. My wife and I went to a conference about 7-8 years ago. Last year was our 10-year anniversary,
wow.
and we wanted to go and we didn't get around to it, so this is
in
regards to our anniversary, we appreciate it.
You are the man. I appreciate that so much too, and I hope you'll also introduce yourself to Michael. He's driving up from Hudson, Iowa. Michael, isn't that amazing?
Hey, I'm coming from Houston, Texas. So
come on now, I was looking to have you compliment him.
John, I'm sorry, it became a competition.
Yeah, exactly. John, I'm so glad you get the tickets as well. Boy, this has been so great. When we come back, we've got more to talk about with Michael, just about how to build strength in your marriage, how to make marriage a priority. It, like he said, it's not rocket science, but if you learn some skills on how to navigate those difficult waters, you can come out strong and really thriving in marriage. Don't go away. More with Michael Smalley in a moment. Any length of time, you're going to go out through the valley. You're going to lose that emotional feeling for at least a season, maybe, towards your spouse. but it is possible to have revival in your marriage where you fall back in love and you not only feel strong in your marriage, you actually feel the emotion of love again. Now, Michael Smalley with me, marriage expert, and he's coming to Twin Cities for a marriage conference. And so we're just talking about the reality that God can redeem and restore marriages. And you've seen it time and time again, Michael, with some of these marriage intensives that you've done. I'm kind of putting you on the spot, so if you don't have an answer off the top of your head, it's okay. But
I'll make one up.
Do it. Yeah. Okay, then. But, maybe a story that especially inspires you when you, even yourself, came in contact with a couple that you didn't know if they were going to make it, and just how the light went on for them and how they turned it around.
Oh, do you want me to get real?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, my wife and I, listen to this. We are both marriage and family therapists. We both have our master's from Wheaton College in clinical psychology. I have a PhD. I just never finished the dissertation. We are literal marriage experts. We've been married over 20 years now. We've been there several times in our 20 years of marriage when we're going through several different crises. And so what I want to encourage people, my word actually that the Lord gave me, I like doing a one word thing for the year instead of New Year's resolutions because I always fail those. And my word for this year is patience. And tell you, my wife and I have, at separate times, have been in that valley where I lost the feelings. She lost feelings for me. And it's frightening. Try writing books and speaking and then feeling that for your spouse. I mean, you want to talk about difficult. That's like a nightmare. But what I can encourage couples, if you don't quit, now I am not, and I will say this very loud, I am not talking to anyone who's in an abusive relationship, right? You're being excluded because abuse, physical or emotional, is unacceptable. So my wife and I, we're not talking about that. What I'm talking about are the 94% of the couples out there who aren't dealing with abusive situations. Those people, I'm telling you, the ability to be patient and to trust in the Lord, even when you don't want to. Actually, let me rephrase that. Especially when you don't want to, because you don't like your wife. You don't like your husband. You don't want to be in this marriage anymore. What I have learned, one of the most powerful things we can do is be still and sit in the Lord and be patient. And what tends to happen is that you don't want to stay miserable. So all of a sudden, it might take a month. It might take 6 months. It might take a year. But at some point, you're going to realize, I need help. And at that point, when we open ourselves up, the Holy Spirit does what he does, is he comes in and he performs healing on our heart. But then God brings people into your life. It might be a reignite marriage intent. It might be a pastor. It might be a friend. It might be a mentor. It might be a billboard. God is all powerful. And one of my phrases, I love my wife, that she says, is that your marriage crisis, and I can say that for us, my marriage crisis is always a faith crisis. So do I trust that the Lord is going to heal my marriage? Do I believe that he's going to do what he said he's going to do? Is he going to protect me? Is he going to guide me? Is he going to give me strength? Do I believe that or not? And if I choose to believe, it might not be fun for a period, but what I can assure you is it always turns around. Always. You literally cannot lose when you are obedient to God's word. And what Jesus, when he was asked, what's the most important thing, by the religious leader, right, Matthew, I think 12, and they said, all right, rabbi, teacher, tell us, what's the most important thing? And what's Jesus' response? Love God with everything you have. So, of course, he's hearkening back to Deuteronomy 6. But the most important thing in life is to love God. But then he says, and this is important, there's a second one that's equally important. So it's not more important, it's not less important, but equally important to loving God is loving others. That's what we need to be obedient to. And sometimes loving others is turning the other cheek because they're not being nice and they're not being kind and they're not being merciful. And so Jesus says, turn the other cheek. And what that means, and he defines it, by the way, is he says, look, what are you wanting from your spouse today? What do you want? Because Jesus knows, I know that you know what you want and how you want to be treated. So what is it? Do you wish your spouse spent more time with you? Do you wish your spouse was more kind, more patient, more forgiving, more whatever? Jesus says, now listen, take all that and go ahead and do it for them, even though they don't deserve it.
And then you're doing it as unto the Lord. Boy, this has been so good. And we're just totally out of time. Don't even have time to pray, but I'm going to be praying for everybody who called in, everybody who's listening. And Michael, thank you so much for your investment in marriage and appreciate you so very much.
Well, thank you, Susie. And I always enjoy being on with you.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you at the upcoming conference. And if you want more information on the conference, it's at emmanuelcc.org. Look under the events tab and you will find it. I hope you'll spend some money and put some time into your marriage. As Michael said, if you hang in there through the rough times, boy, what you have with your spouse on the other side is better than you can even imagine. So glad you tuned in, and I pray that you'll tune in tomorrow for more Live the Promise. Have a blessed and wonderful evening.